This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Bruchim Habayim. Rishut the Mar Da'asra, Harav Hagon, Rav Saban Shlita, Rishut Saraf Shlita, Harav Hagon, Rav Saraf, Rishut Kol HaKol HaKadosh Hazeh. Avi asked me many months ago to share some Divrei Torah in honor of the occasion, in honor of the yard site of Eva Bas Ilana Esther. Today is Yurchet Adar, Chai Adar. Shlomo HaMelech tells us, Mituka Shenad Ho'oved Im Me'at Ve'im Harbe. There are different types of lifetimes in this world. Some people live a very long life. My grandfather was a Holocaust survivor. He passed away recently at 106 years old, Me'a V'shesh. But some very elevated neshamot, they come down to this world, and in a very short amount of time, they're able to be letakein, they're able to accomplish their tafkid, and the neshama of Eva Bat Ilana Esther came down to this world, neshama tahora kedosha, and in the short amount of time that she was in this world, she elevated everybody who knew her, her chesed, her kindness, her emunah, Tehei Nishmatat Surah B'Tzar HaChayim Im Hashem Elokav. I want to share with you a brief thought regarding the upcoming Yom Tov of Chag HaPesach Haba Aleinu L'Tova. You know, on every Yom Tov, we add to the Berachat HaMazon a special Harachaman. For example, on Sukkot, we say, Harachaman Hu Yakim Lanu Et Sukkat David HaNofalet. We add a harachaman relevant, appropriate for the Yom Tov. On Shabbat, we say, harachaman, hu yanchilenu yom shekulo Shabbat umnucha l'chaye olamim. Every Yom Tov, we add an appropriate harachaman. And lo and behold, the night of the Seder, Ashkenazim say, I believe the Sfaradim say as well, harachaman, hu yanchilenu yom shekulo tov, yom shekulo aruch, yom shetzadikim yoshvim, Batroseyam Birashehem Venehanim Miziv Hashchina Vihi Chalkenu Imahem. We say a special Harachaman. We pray Hashem, may we be Zocha. May we have the merit to go to Olam Haba, to be among the Tzadikim who are sitting with their crowns on their head, basking in the eternal light of the Shechina HaKadosha. What a beautiful tefillah. We say this tefillah only Leil Seder, no other time. It's a beautiful tefillah. We always pray for Olam Haba, but what does it have to do with the night of the Seder? How is it connected to the night of the Seder? The night of the Seder is about Yitziat Mitzrayim. It's about the Exodus. It's about freedom from Mitzrayim. Why do we pray that we should be Zoche LeOlam Haba? You know, Paro, the king, the evil king that enslaved the Jewish people, the Rambam tells us, Mesilat Yesharim teaches us, that Paro took a page out of the book of the Yetzer Hara. There's a similarity between Paro and the Yetzer Hara. Mesilat Yesharim tells us, Achat mitachbulot ha-Yetzer Hara ve'armato lahachbir avodato b'tmidut alibot b'nei ha-adam. One of the main tactics of the Yetzer Hara is he makes us very busy. We're always busy. We all know it's so important to learn Musar, to make cheshbon ha-nefesh, to think about life, to think about ourselves. So friends, how can we never do it? How can we never get around to think about and to accomplish what we really need to do in life? Yetzer hara is very smart. We're too busy. Sometimes we're busy with good things. Sometimes we're even busy with limud Torah. Sometimes we're busy going to shiurim. Sometimes we're busy learning Torah. But because we're busy, we never have a chance to stop and think about life. Mesilat Yesharim says, Yetzer hara knows, that if we would pause, even momentarily, to think about this world, we would immediately do teshuvah shelema. Says Mesilat Yesharim, Vizehu Be'emet Atzad Paro Harasha. This was the council of Paro. Paro said, Tichbad Ho Avodah Lo Anashim. Make them so busy they don't even have time to think about escaping. So we see there's a parallel between Paro and the Yetzer Hara. In that context, I want to share with you. Let's try to understand one of the gezerot of Paro. You know, Paro said, Kol haben hayilod hayaora tashlichuhu v'chol habat t'chayun. Every Jewish male, take the boy, throw him into the river. And the daughter, the girl, t'chayun, keep her alive. There's a sefer called Bat Ayin, Rav Avram Avarish. The Bat Ayin was one of the primary disciples of the Kedushat Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak Bardachev. He was a very fiery orator. He was already a Rav at 20 years old, but he did not publish his Sfarim until he reached 60 years old. He was the Rebbe of the Hasidim in Sfas. The Rebbe of the Misnagdim was Rav Shmuel Heller. Actually, Rav Shmuel Heller was a doctor. And he would cure and he would heal people. But he felt that when he learned medicine, it put into his mind sometimes secular ideas. And he felt it was affecting him. So he went to the Bat Ayin and he said, Rebbe, heal me. Maybe I should give up practicing medicine. And the Bat Ayin said, no, you can't give it up. The Jewish people need you. He put his hands on the head of Reb Shmuel Heller and he cured him from any machshavot zarot, any improper thoughts. Says the Bat Ayin, b'kabbalah, and I'm just saying as it is, okay? This is not necessarily PC, I'm just saying it straight. In Kabbalah, ben is a reference to primary, ikar. Bat is a reference to secondary. That's just the terminology in the Kabbalah. Ben, ikar, bat, it's not in any way a evaluation of anyone's status. This is the terminology in the Kabbalah. Says the Bat Ayin, what was the Eitzah of Paro? Paro's Eitzah is, what is Ikar in this world? Ikar is Olam Haba. The world to come is Ikar. Of course it's Ikar. You know how long Olam Haba is? It's not 100 years. It's not 1,000 years. It's eternity. Olam Haba is Ikar. What type of car you drive? Ze lo mishane. It's irrelevant. Who cares? You're going to evaluate, you're going to make a decision in life. What kind of life should I live based on what car I drive? The car is only going to last you this lifetime. A lifetime is 70, 80, 90 years. What is 70, 80, 90 years compared to eternity? What? The house? A house? Your house that you live in is ikar? It's tafel. Habayit shalcha hu tafel. Ha'ikar is habayit ba'olam haba. People spend so much time, they're putting in a new beit hakiseh. And they go and they ma'ayin, besvarim, this color, that tile, zet tafel. It's irrelevant. It's not important. How could you spend so much time on that? The ikar is brachot, shabbat, erevin, psachim, zet olam haba, mitzvot, gemilut chasadim. There's not enough time in this world to spend immersed in tiles, drapes. This is just, you know, a temporary location. Ha'ikar hu haben, ha'ikar hu olam haba, ha'tafel hu, this world is secondary, it's tafel, is not that significant. The advice, the etzah of Paro is kol haben hayilod hayora tashlichuhu. Take olam haba and throw it into the river. Forget about the world to come. Who thinks about the world to come? It's not relevant, Paro says, the world to come. V'chol habat, but olam hazeh, this world. T'chayun, ikar is this world. The etzah of Paro is to make us forget about olam haba. And Paro does a very good job. When I was a bachur, I used to go to shiurim of Harav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I spoke to him personally many, many times. I never met somebody who believed with every fabric of their being that this world was a hallway before Olam Haba like Harav Avigdor Miller. But the Yetzer Hara does such a good job. Rav Miller would say, most Jews don't even think about Olam Haba even once a day. And he would say, one of the most important things to elevate a person in this world, he would say, once a day, stop and spend 30 seconds thinking about Olam Haba. Paro's job, the Yetzirah's main tafkid in this world, is to make us forget about Olam Haba. Therefore, the great salvation of Yetziat Mitzrayim is to take us out of the clutches of Paro and to make Olam Haba Ikar. You know why we have a Yom Tov of Pesach? That Hashem freed us from Paro and we're able to think and evaluate and recognize Olam Haba Hu HaIkar. The Ben is the Ikar. The Ben means the world to come is the Ikar. And my clothing, and my house, and my car, and my kavod, ze tafel mamash, ze eno shava klum, keneged nitzchiyot, keneged eternity, what is it worth? That's why we say, chayav adam lerot es et atzmo ki'ilu hu yatsa mimitzrayim. We all have to view ourselves like we left Egypt, because right now, all of us, myself included, we're all in Mitzrayim. We all wake up in the morning and we think only about Olam Hazeh. Kesef, Kavod, Mamon, money, Kesef, cash, checks, money order, Bitcoin, all of those things. Zelle, PayPal, Venmo. We forget about Olam Haba. All of this is not relevant. Kol zeh hu tafel mamash. Therefore, we could say the night of Yitziat Mitzrayim. You know what the most appropriate harachaman is? Harachaman hu yanchilenu yom shekulo tov. Thank you, Hashem. You took us out of Egypt. You took us out of the clutches of the Pharaoh. Yom shekulo aruch. Yom shetzadikim yoshvim batroseim barashehem. You know, we Ashkenazim, I assume Sfaradim also, we have a very special minhag. We train our kids to be ganavim, the night of the Seder. We steal the afikoman. You do that? No? Yeah, some. The kids are going to find out about it soon, and everyone's going to be doing it. Okay? The minhag is, we take the matzah, we break it in half, we put the smaller half on the Seder table. The bigger half, we hide away for Tzafun. We call it stealing the Afikoman. What's the meaning of this minhag? Kol minhagei Yisrael, Yisudatam Baharei Kodesh. They're all founded on great meaning. What's the meaning behind this minhag? Rav Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik LeBracha, explains. This minhag is a way to teach our children the most important principle in Judaism. Olam hazeh dome leprozdar bifnei olam haba. We take the matzah, we break it in half. The small half stays on the table. The big half, we put away. And our children come, they say, Daddy, Mommy, why is the small half here in this world on the table and the big half is hidden? And we say, my dear son, my dear daughter, you see the small half? It's with the marar. The small chelek is olam hazeh, is this world. This world has marar, it has some bad times. There's charoset here, it has some good times. This world is a mixed bag. Sweet, bitter, it's tafel, it's small. Zelo ha'ikar. The ikar is the big half we put away later. After you eat the meal, after you have a whole life of Torah and mitzvot, after your nechal ala sova, the real enjoyment in this world comes later. After 60, 70, 80, 90 years of Torah, avodah, mitzvot, ma'asim tovim, we even have a custom when we put away the matzah, we say, ma rav tuvcha asher tzafanta l'reyecha. How goodly is the portion that we put away for those who fear Hashem. The Shabbat before Pesach is called Shabbat HaGadol. Lama nikra Shabbat HaGadol? What do we do on Shabbat HaGadol? we prepare for Pesach. We do hachana for Pesach. You know, preparation is very great. Preparation is very important. What does the Gemara in Kedushin say on Daf Mem? Talmud Gadol, learning is great. Shemevi lidei ma'aseh. It brings to the performance of mitzvot. Learning is great, it brings to the performance of mitzvot. What do we learn from here? That anything that's a preparation is gadol, is great. Something that brings to some... You ever notice? Sometimes you can do a mitzvah, it takes many, many weeks to prepare the mitzvah, and then you do it, the mitzvah takes 1 minute. From here we learn, preparation is very great. Preparation can take a long time. Shabbat before Pesach is called Shabbat HaGadol because it's the Shabbat that prepares for Olam Haba, and anything that's Hachana is great. So you'll ask, what's so great about preparation? Because friends, what is this world? What's this whole world about? This whole world is Hachana LaOlam Haba. It's the preparation for the world to come. Olam hazeh dome lefrozdar bifnei olam haba. This world is nothing but a preparation. And the Yetzer Hara does such a good job making us forget that it's a preparation. He makes us think it's a destination. I need to spend my day making sure I make just enough money to have just the right car and just the right home and just the right clothing, so I can enjoy Olam Hazeh. But the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us a big chesed. He gives us the Yom Tov of Pesach. Pesach takes us out of the clutches of Paro. On Pesach we say, no, kol haben hayilod hayorot hashlichu v'chol habas techayun. On Pesach we have to make sure the ben, the ikar, remains the ikar. And we're mitpalel. Harachamon. Yan chileno yom shekulo tov, yom shekulo aruch, yom shetzadikim yoshvim, ve'atroteim berashehem ve'nehenem mizav hashchina. The life of Eva Bat Ilana Esther reminds us this ikar ha'ikarim, sheha'ikar hu olam haba, and our stay in this world is just hachana la'olam haba. And in the zchut of us coming together this evening, and I would really like to hear, I'm just hachana to hashiur hagadol shel harav shlita. Ani rak hachana. Aval hachana hu gam kein davar tov. Be'ezrat Hashem, this kehila should have only simchos and nachas, and my humble bracha to the Rav b'siyata d'shmaya. He should have siyat d'shmaya to elevate the kehilah b'torah b'avodah gemilut chasadim, and bezot Hashem to Rab Avi and to Rayato Ilana Esther. You should only have good health, simchas, nachas, besurot tovot, shalom, and we should all be zocha b'karov mamash b'bias goal tzedek b'mher v'yominu. Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.